Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, a sad day for golf.
Yeah, the end of golf. You know, they supposedly the Scots created golf with 18 holes, so you could have one shot of scotch on each hole. There's 18 shots in a bottle of scotch. Maybe somebody might need that to comfort them on this day. Thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
The players who have chosen to go to live and to play on, to play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
Welcome back. That is Tiger back in the day, and thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great contribution as always.
I love this game of golf. I've seen the good that it's done, and I see the opportunity for LIV Golf to do a lot of good for the game throughout the world, and I'm excited to be about a part of this opportunity.
That's David Skye, Phil Mickelson.
That's your guy. My guy. I love the Patrick Finley tweet. Did Phil finally win a bet?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Well done, Patrick.
And the great Lawrence Holmes is here today. Yes. And he's with Dan Bernstein. Dark day.
Hello, terrible. Guys. Golf. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. It's terrible for sports. It really is. It sucks. There's no way around it. That they sold out, and now
I think they settled. I think they were going to get lawsuited to the point. I think they just settled.
They caved.
Yeah, but they caved. But now the Saudi sovereign investment fund.
Yes.
Is that
legal?
Part of running golf.
Can you have a sport takeover in America without anybody sitting up and taking notice? Is that allowed? I'm totally serious. If I wanted to buy the NFL, could I just do it if I had enough?
Private business. I
would imagine if Bezos wanted to buy the whole damn thing, because he's about one of the only people that could afford to do it, right?
I mean,
you
could come up with different scenarios which sound outlandish.
But I think XFL and merge.
I don't know if there's real
sue him
in the comparison.
That's right. You just mean it's going to be 54 holes and cockamamie stupid team names and all that?
I wondered about that. Well, the team aspect was something mentioned in the statement, so I bet you that is coming.
That's the worst.
I don't think they can afford to change the format of the tournaments, can they? Based on sponsorships, based on tradition, based on...
We won the Masters!
I don't know. I don't know where this is headed. I'm be curious to see how the players respond. Already you're seeing inklings and the snippets of real strong negative reactions, but that's probably just a snapshot of what is going to be a real difficult embrace.
It's really interesting too, because if the players who were upset wanted to do something, the thing that they would do would be to start their own league. And then the cycle would start again, where now they have their own league and the PGA is like, this isn't the real league. And then they would sue them, and then they would end up settling and all of the other stuff. Now golf is basically a monopoly.
Yes.
Which is what supposedly the LIV guys were saying that they didn't want.
That's how we got to this point, was that this is essentially a settlement of that lawsuit, which was making the accusation that the reality that they were objecting to now is currently what exists, right? That's what they got out of this. Yeah, it's...
Well, it just the idea that this sport always proved the medal over 72 holes of the best in the world. I hope that stays the same. And if they're adding some sort of team element, I mean, that just...
Well, it's a whole new meaning to sand trap.
And what does it do to some of the Ryder Cup stuff and some of these other events that were always important to where the European Tour guy? I don't know. I can't even get my head around it.
Well, those are the, I think, specific, you know, event-oriented concerns, obviously. I think from big picture, there's a lot of people who have reacted already, and understandably so, to the more symbolic nature of this because of what bothered so many people 2 years ago. Remain true. It's you know, you're getting in bed with the Saudis in the game of golf, where that's a very uncomfortable alliance for a lot of people, and if it's just that's what makes it.
But what it showed us, David, is that in many cases that level of comfort goes away because of money.
Yes.
No matter how
everybody's got a price.
No matter how uncomfortable you are, you're able to put it aside. And I wonder if the guys on the PGA Tour who got thrown a whole bunch of money at them and refused it on principle, and now see that the principle that they were fighting for has now decided that they're going to join the people that they were standing against on principle. How do you feel? And if you're Rory McIlroy, who was holding up he was the flag bearer for the PGA. Well, if you're Rory McIlroy, do you now feel like, you know what? Don't ask me about bleep.
You feel betrayed, is what you feel.
Right?
Well, you feel betrayed because he stood up for something he felt like he believed in and he had the backing of the tour. Now he feels like, well, when they buckled and crumbled and caved in this settlement, now he has to feel like he has been nothing but betrayal.
You guys are talking about this theoretically. It's personal for me because my name is Mulligan. I am a golf term. My ancestors were the first to cheat at the game.
I don't know, but it isn't just, I mean, we all point to Jamal Khashoggi's murder, but when you look at the number of 9/11 terrorists who were Saudis, and you look at the fact that it wasn't Osama bin Laden Saudi?
Yes.
Right? And the way we felt on that day, and write a check.
How are you going to handle it? What are you doing today?
Well, we're going to obviously discuss that and sort of work through it. I want to talk a little bit about David Ross deciding that he was going to get ejected last night at an interesting time as the focus continues to be increasingly on him. Ian Happ will talk to us at 11. We got to talk about this unfortunate Joe Maddon heel turn. We have High Noon. David Dusak of Golf Week will give us his thoughts on this blockbuster story at noon. Craig Calcaterra on MLB, 12:25. Dan Wiederer at 1 o'clock.
And I hope that you spend time celebrating Lawrence's birthday. Happy birthday, Lawrence.
Hey, happy birthday, Lawrence. God bless you.
Thank you, man. It's much appreciated.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.